Man, yeah. Knocks this time.
I'm with you.
So, about the wives, like the, we read here, he has
like Gideon had many wives.
70 children and many wives.
Yeah.
Is that okay to have more wives in the Torah?
That's a good question. So, the Torah discusses a person having two wives, one that he loves and one that he hates.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In the beginning of Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. So, it seems like it's okay to have more than one wife. We have accepted the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom instituted that we do not marry more than one wife. And our communities have accepted that institution. But it's a rabbinic institution and a late rabbinic institution. Now, historically, it was uncommon for people to marry two wives. If you look in the Gemara and in the Mishnah, it seems like the average person married only one wife. So much so that there are opinions as to whether, even in the times of the Mishnah, a person could marry a second wife without having told his first wife that he was planning on doing that at the time that they got engaged. Meaning, it was such a norm that a person married only one wife, even though it was permissible from the Torah's perspective to marry a second wife before Rabbeinu Gershom instituted that we do not marry two wives. But being that a woman knew that everyone around her was marrying only one wife when she got engaged, there are opinions that say long before Rabbeinu Gershom came along, the understanding was, if you're marrying me, you're not going to marry more than one wife. Today, the Rabbanut uses a version in the Ksuba that states explicitly that part of the agreement between the husband and the wife is that he's going to live up to this this rabbinic rule, Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom, that you don't marry more than one wife. Today, even people who come from communities that never accepted that, like in Yemen, many people married more than one wife. That depends which town where the people live. People married more than one wife.
Get one first.
Yeah, right.
No. That was my second question. If a man comes, when he met Aliyah, with his three wife, he never heard of Torah. Ethiopia, you know, people. No, if he comes here,
yeah.
And how will,
if he comes with three wives?
Yeah.
I don't think that's I don't know what the law says here. Halachically, they're married. What can you do? You're talking about a person who was Jewish and married three wives.
Three Jewish wives.
Correctly, halachically. So, they're married. If he came from a place where they didn't have such a custom, so what's the problem? He did everything permissibly. The fact that he came here, he doesn't have to divorce one or two or anything. He's going to have issues with the government. He's going to have issues with everything he does, but that's a practical question. Halachically, I think it's fine. I think so.
Nice.
Huh?
Can I have details?
Can you have details? Look,
who didn't eat their pizza?
That's right.
You want to take it? No, I got my supper and...
I have a hot one coming.
Ah.
What?
I'm full.
Did you eat it? Oh,
I'm fat.
No.